Here's another edition of Kern Corner with Jeff Lamucci.
Delegates, alternates, and media representatives have converged on Tampa, Florida for the 2012 Republican National Convention. Internationally known persuasion expert Wendy Lipton Dibner says the presidential campaign is all about manipulative tactics. The question is, who will be the best manipulator? Wendy is the author of the book Shatter Your Speed Limits. Wendy, what is ethical manipulation?
Okay, ethical manipulation is a strategic set of formulas that allow any speaker to move people to action. And that is through manipulation. Everybody manipulates, Jeff. The issue in a campaign is to understand whether the candidates are manipulating us to get what we want or what they want.
Who's better at it, in your opinion, Obama or Romney?
At this point, I have to say it's Obama, because Obama is tugging at a wider range of emotion than Romney will ever get to at this point.
How is each candidate's platform style affecting his delegate count?
Romney's style is very image conscious. He's polished, he's articulate, he's clever, he's slick, he's engaging, he's above the fray. Obama's style shifts according to his audience and the position of his speech. So he's got more flexibility here.
What are some of the messages these candidates are sending out that they really don't intend to send?
Romney, unfortunately, is sending superiority and aloofness, not, I'm sure, where he wants to be going. Obama right now is sending inconsistency in his message, and that's probably not a good thing either.
So what does each candidate have to do to pretty much up his game?
Romney's going to have to maintain his polish but lose the patronizing tone. He's going to have to actually feel emotion and then express that emotion. Right now, he's just telling us. He needs to show us what he feels, show us what he thinks, and most importantly, explain why he thinks and feels those things. Obama needs to get back to what won him the election in the first place. He used to speak with his audience and not just to them. In the last few years, he's become much more disconnected and monotone. He's great on the trail. He's got to put that through in everything he does.
Do you think there's a disconnect in general between voters and politicians?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the disconnect is based on all of the anger and infighting as opposed to really talking and being as transparent as they can be.
Can you tell us about your book?
Shatter Your Speed Limits is just a cute little story that explains a formula that allows all of us to get what we want and to get other people to do what we want them to do.
And where can we find it?
On Amazon or at shatteryourspeedlimits.com.
Wendy Lipton Dibner. This is Kern Corner. I'm Jeff Lamucci.